And welcome back. It's midday and it's Thursday. That means it's time to check in with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, good to see you.
Good afternoon, Tom.
So you have been to see Sister Act. That's at Cockpit in Court. That's over on the Essex campus of the Community College of Baltimore County. This is based on a 1992 movie that Whoopi Goldberg did. She's a lounge singer and she's sort of, I guess, like in the quasi-witness protection program or something in a convent, right?
Yes.
So obviously a movie that has a singer as the main character, I mean, it's a logical choice for a musical. What do you think?
Well, it's certainly not difficult to figure out where most of the songs would go. That's true. The movie had plenty, but they included a lot of existing songs. There was some Motown. There was an Etta James number. The stage show has an all-original score by Alan Menken and Glenn Slater. The main character, whose name is Dolores, is a lounge singer, as you point out. And so, yes, we do see her performing. The reason she's hiding out in the convent, you remembered this right, is because she has witnessed her mobster boyfriend kill an informant. So she goes to the police. They put her in the witness protection program. They sequester her in a convent. The convent happens to have a terrible choir that is also in need of, shall we say, professional help. So there's another natural excuse for songs. The church and the convent are undergoing their own crisis. They're about to close. So can Dolores save herself and save the church?
The convent.
Yes, exactly.
And the church. Yes, yes, yes. So obviously the role of Dolores is huge. It needs to be a very strong singer. How's the actress who plays Dolores in this production over at Cockpit and Court?
Well, that actress is a woman named Ricky Howie Lacewell. I am more familiar with her as a director and a choreographer. She has a very strong stage presence, which the role needs. The show's two main scriptwriters, Sherry and Bill Steinkellner, moved the period of the show to the 1970s, so there's an excuse for disco, and Cockpit has the requisite disco ball. In the stage show,
no production is complete without one.
Exactly.
I'm Romeo and Juliet. If it doesn't have a disco ball, I'm leaving. Sorry.
In the stage show, Dolores is trying to launch her career, actually, so her singing is sort of less important than her attitude. And Ricky Lacewell has plenty of attitude. It's sort of part self-confidence, part sass. You can hear some of that in the song.
Look at me, can't you see? I'm fabulous, baby. Look right here, ain't it clear where I'm heading to? And look at the time, honey, I can't stay. Look why you can, cause I'm on my way. Me, I'm fabulous, and baby,
I got fabulous things to do. That's Ricky Howie Lacewell. She sings very nicely, I think. She's
yes.
The lead role in Sister Act over at Cockpit in Court. So do all of the songs in this thing, do they come out of the club act or the church choir, or is it a combo? How's that work?
Well, you have those songs, but you also have some more traditional book musical songs, particularly what are called I Want songs, in which characters open their hearts and express their dreams and their desires. For instance, Eddie, the police officer who takes Dolores to the convent, has a really nice solo about changing his image. And the number has a great sight gag at Cockpit. I'm not going to say how this is done, but his costume is transformed into a white satin sort of Saturday Night Fever getup. He's played by Troy Haynes Hopper, who is a good, solid singer also, and he has a very sweet manner. It's an underdog character, and the audience cheers for him. And he also sings about having a crush on Dolores, a sort of added subplot. And another example, when we first meet the Mother Superior, who's played here by Jane C. Boyle, an actress who has a lovely voice, she sings to Dolores about the peace and the protection that she finds in this convent and how she expects Dolores to conform to that. I brought you a clip from that song.
Here within these walls, life has a different pace from life beyond our doors. And for what it's worth, this life's now yours.
So we're talking about Cockpit and Court's production of Sister Act. That's Jane C. Boyle. She plays the role of Mother Superior. So tell us about the choir. You know me, I'm always interested in the chorus. I mean, Dolores transforms this choir. I mean, I guess they're pretty rotten in the beginning. And do they get a lot better at the end?
Well, The character is not you, Tom, but she does a pretty good job transforming this
choir. There's something to say on her behalf.
They start out really comically bad. They come in through the aisles of the theater, and they seem like they're almost beyond hope. Mother Superior originally sends Dolores to just join the choir, but she quickly becomes the choir leader, the director. She doesn't just improve their singing. She turns them into this hip disco church choir with the moves to go along with it. The show is directed and choreographed by Tom Wyatt. In the last number in the first act, she has the choir singing a version of the first number we hear her singing in the club, Take Me to Heaven. Good title of a song that works in both instances.
It works in a convent or a club.
Right. Well, the Mother Superior is appalled by this version, but the Monsignor loves it. The point isn't just that the choir gets better, but they find joy in singing for the Lord.
So the movie certainly was family friendly. How about the stage musical? I mean, can you take the kids?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it has a very nice message. Dolores doesn't just transform the choir. The church transforms her. The night I was there, the audience gave it a standing ovation. They had one really bad technical problem. The microphones were malfunctioning, but I hope they've gotten that cleared up by now. It's not a perfect production. Some of the singing misses the marks, and the bad guys' tough henchmen seem more like comic characters. But overall, this is one of those feel-good shows.
Feel-good show of the year. By the way, I understand that there's some news out of Cockpit and Court this summer. They've been around for a long time.
Yes, they have.
What's going on over there?
Well, on opening night of this summer's season, Cockpit named its main stage theater the F. Scott Black Theater in honor of the founder of Cockpit. F. Scott Black was the artistic director of Cockpit and Court from 1972 to 2002. And he retired.
That's a good long run.
Yep. He retired in 2013 from the faculty of the Community College of Baltimore County, Essex campus. He'd been on the faculty for more than 40 years. Other summer theaters have come and gone. Cockpit is still going strong for a long time, as you point out. It's in large part because of the foundation that F. Scott Black laid, so this tribute is very well deserved.
I'm really glad, because Scott's a really good guy.
Isn't that nice?
And that is nice, and good
very
for them
fitting.
That they're you know, about a 40-year run at Cockpit. And it's interesting, you know, all summer we've been talking about some really great shows that are going on around here. I mean, the summer is not by any means a dead time in the Baltimore, Washington theater scene. You were up in Shepherdstown, West Virginia for the Contemporary Festival. I mean, was that always the case? I mean, you've been reviewing movies around or reviewing theater around here for a long time. Was there ever a time where summer was kind of a doldrums thing?
Well, it's a little bit different. It used to be that you would see more new plays in the summer, but now there are enough theaters doing new work or bringing work to Baltimore as premieres that you can see new stuff all year round. But there are a couple summer theaters left and summer programs, and so yes, all theater all the time, certainly for me and for audiences who love it.
We should have our own Sirius XM channel, you know, all theater all the time. All right, Judy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and we shall see you next time. What are we going to talk about next time, actually?
Next time, we're going to talk about Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's al fresco production of Love's Labor's Lost. That's something you don't do when it's not summer, outdoor theater.
Yeah, so they perform at the Evergreen up there that's on Charles Street over by Loyola. Right?
Right, in the meadow there.
And you have to wear, you know, I mean, if it rains, what happens when that? If you show up and it rains, what happens?
They got rained out opening night.
They will
perform in a little bit of rain. They won't perform in a major thunderstorm. They're not going to endanger everybody's lives.
But they also do a performance inside in Hamden, too, right?
They'll be moving this show to their permanent theater, St. Mary's Community Center in Hamden.
That's over in here. Okay, so we'll talk about that all next week. All right, good to see you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good to be here, Tom.
So again, Sister Act, the one we talked about today, that's over at Cockpit and Court. That's on the Essex campus of the Community College of Baltimore County, and it's there through Sunday, and we've got links to all the details about show times and all that stuff. Come over to our website, wypr.org/midday. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, joins us every Thursday here on Midday. And again, next week, we're going to talk about Love's Labor's Lost, a production at the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory. Lunch for our guest today is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. We're going to talk with Darlene Superville. She's a White House correspondent for the Associated Press, as well as Aaron Blake. He writes The Fix, a fixture on the Washington Post website and in the newspaper Washington Post. So that's tomorrow, the Midday News Wrap. Hope you can join us tomorrow at noon. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for your calls and your emails and your tweets about Rotten Tomatoes. Stay tuned for Here and Now, which is on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you've been with us. Have a great day.